little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The 10-point model.
Yes.
Is that a Keith Birrell model?
No, no. It's stolen from Chris Marr.
Oh, yeah.
I've just coloured it in.
Yeah.
His model might be a 9-point, and I've just changed it to a 10-point, but it's Chris Marr's.
Yeah.
I haven't sought his permission, but I will be seeking his permission to be using this in this broadcast. But I'm sure he'd be quite happy to share it with everybody. Before we just revisit the points that we've gone through and ask you just to feedback on the take-home points that you've got, just a quick thing to read, which is top tips for keeping yourself organised and time in the consultation. So things that will probably work quite well for you. Perhaps if I could ask one of you to read them out to the listening audience.
Thank you.
And we could maybe reflect on some of those points briefly as well.
Top tips: look after yourself. Number two, get to work in time for coffee before surgery. Make sure that the computer is alive.
So,
number three, start on time. Number four, catch up slots.
Say this out.
Brackets used for phone consultations.
Thank you.
Number five, a clock that the patient can see. If the patient comes in on time, they are far more likely to leave on time. Malcolm's mechanical chairs.
Yeah, and we're just going to... A quick side note with Malcolm's idea that it would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if you could predictably know that a patient was going to come in on time and leave on time.
Yes.
And if they come in on time, they're much more likely to leave on time because they know that time's important. So have a way of that happening. I'll refer back to our earlier recording, so you listen to that and to learn from that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Number six, read the patient's notes before the consultation. So looking for active problems, the last consultation, possibly a last letter, recent investigation results, and any cough alerts. Number seven, is there some other issue that you were planning to raise today? Number eight, set the agenda. Number nine, this is quite a long one, but
basically that's the structure of today's session, really. So use the flexible structure, but within that flexible structure, Zia, can you go through that list for me again, please? Because you did it very well before.
With the colours.
Yeah, that would be lovely if you wouldn't mind.
So it's the 10 points again. So it's one, patient contribution in blue. And then two is eyes, ideas, concerns, expectations in light green. And then PSO, which is psychosocial and occupational history in pink, red flags in red. Then five is focus history in yellow. Six is focus examination in gray. And seven, identify the problem in purple. And then eight is check understanding in orange. Nine, developing management plan / shares management plan in brown. And then 10 is safety net and follow-up in dark green.
So back to Iran again, please.
Yep, and then number 10 is signpost when and how to tackle unmet agenda items. And number 11 is use the structure.
Any comments from what's written there that you wanted to just discuss at all?
I think the housekeeping tips are really quite helpful about looking after yourself, making sure that you're making the day is comfortable for yourself, so arriving early and having time to get settled and get a coffee and make sure things are working.
Yeah.
I think that makes a big difference. Yeah.
Can I add something I've learned recently? Sometimes between patients, even in a busy day, so you can do some housekeeping between patients. So even going out like to drink like a cup of water, or actually like going out to bring the patient in, the next patient in, that will a little bit like clear your mind because you're leaving the room.
Yeah.
Maybe you're coming with a different mentality, especially like if the previous it was a difficult patient, for example. But then you're coming back, you had some time to clear up your mind and bring him like the next patient.
Yeah.
Roger, your neighbour would be proud. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk reduction.